Good evening. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Christopher Madden, and I'm 19. I think when I was thinking about the things about what I was going to talk about in my testimony, I think one of the things I'm most thankful for is being brought up in a Christian home. I think when we look at the state of the world today, and especially with my friends and stuff in college, and the non-Christians within college, you see how thankful I am that I was brought up in a Christian home. Right from an early age, I was sent along to church here, sent along to Sunday school, and then on to SM Live, and then through to Bible class. And you know, right from an early age, I understood that I was a sinner. I understood that Jesus died for me, and I understood that without my own salvation, I wouldn't get to the kingdom of heaven. As long as being sent to Sunday school and church was all very good, but I was also sent along to gospel meetings in my village, just in the McGabry Elam Church there. And they were on a Friday night, and I remember coming out of primary school on Friday nights and looking forward to going to the youth club that was after the gospel meeting. But I remember one Friday night after the gospel meeting, I came home, and I was 7 at the time, and I went to get into bed, and something wasn't right. I just couldn't sleep. So I got out of my bed and I got down on my hands and my knees, and I simply started to pray to God, and just that He would change my life, and that He would just take away the sin and just the wrong things that weren't right, And it wasn't really at that time that I realised a big change in my life, but I remember coming down the stairs for breakfast the following morning and telling my mum and my dad, and my mum giving me a big hug, and then I really knew that I had something had changed in my life. I suppose then you go back to primary school, and at primary school I wasn't really challenged or by bullies or anything, and I wasn't really criticised for being a Christian. But it wasn't until I went to secondary school that I really started to be challenged, and I started to realise what it was like to be a Christian in college, and I started to struggle. I attended Laurel Hill for 5 years, and at Laurel Hill, I had very few Christian friends. I'd say I had 4 good Christian friends that I was able to go to. I was able to talk to about godly matters. Anytime I had something that it was worrying me or troubling me, I could go to them, and they would encourage me, and we could encourage each other and just learn from each other's experiences. I suppose then I went on to do my GCSEs, and life at school was all right. I didn't have any major difficulties, but when I did my GCSEs, I was waiting on my results, and I had my heart set on going to Wallace to do my A-levels and to play rugby. But I remember that summer, I got my results, and my mum drove me to the car park of Wallace, and I remember waiting for the phone call to see whether I'd got in or not. And I didn't get in, and that was God intervening in my life. I wanted to go to Wallace, but God was saying no. And, that following September, I enrolled in Tech in Lisburn here to study mechanical and electrical engineering, where I'm currently studying. I suppose then in college, I'm 19 now, and there's a lot of worldly issues that crop up in class. I have a lot of college friends that are involved in a lot of, bad behavior and stuff. They're out clubbing, and, they're doing things really, that I have never really experienced. And thankfully, God has kept me from those things. But, I've had many opportunities to witness these people, both Roman Catholic and Protestant, and even there's some Muslims in our class. And I've had the opportunity to witness to all of them. And, I thank God for those opportunities, and sadly, at times, I haven't taken those opportunities. There's opportunities have cropped up, and I've let them go. And, in a way, I regret that. But thankfully, there has been opportunities that I have taken. I suppose then, growing up in the church, I've had the opportunity to go to YF. And, I grew up in the church through YF. And, there's various leaders and throughout the years that have impacted my life and helped me to mature and to grow as a Christian. I suppose then in the last couple of years, as I've got older, I've been able to take part, and I've been able to become a helper and a leader at Axis and YF. And, just there recently at Axis, 2 wee girls got saved, and it was great to be a part of the team and to be blessed by, that God really is working in this church and in the community around us, and it was great to see that. A big part of my life is made up of my summers spent at Morden House. A good lot of the young people will know how special Malden is. Right from when I was seven, I haven't missed a summer camp at Mullern. I haven't really wanted to miss a camp, you know, because I've been that excited and that enjoyed about it. But, you know, it was a great place to come and to re-engage with God. There's so many times in my school life where I had walked away from God, although I still came to church at the weekends and stuff. Just struggled to live for God 24/7. It was places like camp where I could re-engage with God and I could refocus my life back on Him. You know, that's the thing that I struggled with a lot in life. You know, I would go to camp and I would have a thing called a spiritual high. You know, I would be sold out for God all summer and then I would get back into normal routine and, you know, just God was second place in my life. You know, if it wasn't sport, if it wasn't friends, you know, another struggle I had was reading my Bible. I've never really had a solid quiet time as such. It's something that I've always struggled with, and it's something that I will probably continue to struggle with. But, you know, God has helped me through things before in the past, and He will continue to do that in the future. I remember one particular occasion at a senior teens camp. We had just finished the worship session, and, you know, we had just finished our meeting, and the various leaders had come round, and they were handing us each a balloon, a piece of string, and a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, they told us to write something that was holding us back from moving on with God, something that we had struggled with in the past, and something that we may be struggling with now. And I took that piece of paper, and I wrote what I was struggling with, and I blew up the balloon, put it in the balloon, and all the guys released it together. And I just remember a verse coming to my head in 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you." And that really struck me that night. It was just a symbolic gesture of me handing over all my worries and all my struggles to God. I suppose since then, as I've mentioned, you know, my work in YF and Access and stuff, I've been, you know, able to be a leader. This year with the young people in YF, we've been doing a series of talks called Awesome in the Inside. It's covered spiritual issues such as a heart that is pumping, a heart that is prayerful, and a heart that is passionate. And, you know, various leaders within the YF would take a talk, and then we would have small groups after the week after that. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to speak with some of the young fellows in the church, and as much as they've maybe learned stuff from what God has had to say through me, I've learned lots from what they've said and have been encouraged by their input in the small groups. I think then, just in closing, just a challenge to the unbelievers out there. I think when we think about this world today and we see about Easter and what it means to us as Christians and what it doesn't mean to the unbeliever, you know, it really gives me the burning desire to go out there and tell people about the Word of God and to tell them that, you know, they have a Savior that has risen and who wants and is able to save them. And if you're out there tonight and you're not saved, and maybe you've been like me and you've went along to church and you've went along to Sunday school and you know the gospel and you know what it's about, and, you know, yet there's still something that's holding you back from becoming a Christian, I just pray that you would just take the heed of the verse from what I've said earlier. It's 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you, and hand your life over to God tonight. Thank you.